Egg on your faces, on everybody's faces in this house.
You don't like to think of your brother as like a sexual being.
You just passed gas, Beverly, didn't you?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
How can you look at a dog and not give them everything they want?
That's funny. It's funny. It's funny to watch people be sad.
Excuse me.
Poo-poo. Poo-poo.
Give me a break, break. Excuse me. Excuse me. Okay, and we're back. We are back. It is a post Yom Kippur podcast. I think we're all feeling pretty good right now. We have a new lease on the new year.
Super podcast, fragilistic expiala podcast. And when I say it loud enough, I always eat a podcast. When I'm in my podcasting, I like to sing my podcast, supercalapodcast, listening in so fun to podcasts. Now, hello, America.
I thought that you would. I thought part of your New Year's resolutions is you weren't going to do that anymore.
It was. I broke it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's can't help
great,
it. I'm, you know why? I'm filled with song. You know that you can listen to a podcast in your car? Did you know that?
Of course I knew that. How do you think I listen to these?
Well, I don't know, but I didn't know.
I'd listen when I'm driving to Whole Foods,
Not me.
To go to Saks.
Not me.
Of course.
Not me.
Now you're listening to them in your car?
Yeah, I figured out how to do it. I had Ray Natoli, my contractor, come in and show me the cable that I needed to put in which hole.
Yeah.
And then he told me
which cable
to
put in which
hole. Yeah, he showed me which switch to
put
on.
We're back on that. He showed you which hole. Are you kidding?
I don't know what you're insinuating.
Insinuating? You already told everybody you were sleeping with your contractor.
One time.
Covered
one
in
time.
Dust. No, one time that we know of because the authorities were called.
Yeah, and we were done sleeping together at that point.
Well,
it was over.
That's good news for everybody involved who had to walk in on that display.
You mean my children? Why would you bring that up right now? I have already just forgiven you on Yom Kippur for kicking me out of your house. And now I'm already have to like rewrite my list for next year for what I need to forgive you for.
You've forgiven me?
Yeah.
You've forgiven me?
Yes. And you know what? It's okay. It is okay. I'm a new person.
You have forgiven
5772 is a new time and place for Beverly Ginsburg.
This is where you want to start arguing again?
For those of you who don't know, I am Beverly Ginsburg, and that over there is Ronna Glickman.
Glickman.
Yeah. And, you know, listen, it doesn't really matter. That is what we are all about, is the cycles of friendship. Finding love.
Fair enough.
And then making love rubbing you the wrong way and giving you an irritation.
Fair enough.
And putting on an ointment.
Yeah.
Finding an ointment from your friend and having your friend put the ointment on you.
Or not.
And then everything is cleared up.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, we had a lovely Yom Kippur. We had a lovely breakfast.
It was good. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Smoked fish.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we
white
had
fish.
Sable. I mean, we had whitefish.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a whitefish salad. We had a herring salad.
It's good.
We had gorgeous. We not only had smoked salmon, we had grave lox.
Not dietetic.
I had
not
that dietetic. Beautiful smoked salmon that I like to order from Brown Trading Company in Maine. They do Danielle Belude's in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, you want a good smoked salmon, that's where you get it from.
Sure.
They have to order it from Maine. Yeah. They have to ship it to me from Maine.
I'm going
to
put something out there to America.
Yeah.
Just a question.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever actually found a pearl in an oyster? Not a cartoon.
Shalom at ronnaandbeverly.com. Please send your tales to Beverly.
Have
you
found ever?
If you have found a real and not a cartoon pearl in an oyster.
In an oyster.
They have oyster farms you can go to where you can just, that's
not. But I'm not
but
talking,
pearls.
I'm talking about in nature.
Do you know a bunch of people that dive for oysters?
No.
Are those the sort of people that you're running into?
What are you talking about?
Well, why would you have met someone that had found a pearl?
Because everyone, it's like, it's mythology. It's like a story. It's a good story. I love a good story this time of year. It's starting to get cooler.
Yeah.
And we're all starting to cover up and get a nice scarf.
Yeah.
Warm, you know, gloves or like a wool fleece or whatever. And
sure.
Listen to stories around not a fire
because
that would be a fire hazard with a dry leaf.
Yeah. Okay. In any event.
Oh.
We had a wonderful time. It is back to school time.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Which is wonderful.
I have good news.
Jordan's back at NYU.
Yeah.
Doing wonderfully.
We don't know yet, though, because he just went back.
Of course we know.
He's
using sound. He's working on a new short.
What's it about, Ronna?
They're using some
What's it about, Ronna? It's not disturbing at all what it's about. Not at all. I don't find it disturbing at all.
What do you think it's about?
What do I think it's about?
Yeah.
Only what I was told, Ronna, while I had a mouthful of lox and bagels at breakfast.
Only what you heard, probably.
Well, it sounded gory. It sounded vaguely offensive to not my race, but other people.
It's artistic, Beverly.
It sounded like The Ringer.
Okay. That Asian movie, The Ringer?
No, The Ring.
Where the little girl comes and chops everybody up?
Okay.
Well, he has some dark fantasies, Rana. Dark fantasies.
Okay.
Your son.
Thank you.
Have you looked in his room, in his closet, under his bed?
Excuse me. In any event, at least he's in school.
It sounded like... It sounded
at least
like,
he's in school.
Okay.
Some people's children are not in school.
No. No. If you're talking about mine? Are you talking about mine?
I am actually talking exactly about
Lainey's
yours.
Not in school, but she's never been in school, so there's that. And number two...
That's wonderful.
Rochelle...
Never been in school.
Surprise, surprise, Rana. Surprise for you. Egg on your faces. Egg on your faces, on everybody's faces in this house. Because Rochelle is going back to school. I said it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good for her. Yep. When is she going back?
She already started. She's
really? Yep, she already did. Started? I just saw her yesterday.
Well, no, she's living at home. She's going to community college. She's going to Salem State.
Oh, she's going to community
college. She's enrolled as a part-time, almost full-time student at Salem State.
She is enrolled as a three-quarter-time student?
Correct.
At a community college?
Salem State College.
Right. So she's not going back to Arizona. State.
No, she cannot. Arizona she has officially State. Been banned from going yeah. back to.
So she's at community college.
Yeah, but she's getting her degree.
Well, good for her. That's
and
wonderful.
She's working very hard
That's
on
wonderful.
Studying.
That's wonderful. I mean, so she's communications. She's what is she studying?
She has not declared a major.
I mean, the idea is that she takes these classes and then goes back to a full-time university.
No,
correct?
No, no. Right now, she's not declared a major.
Right,
so
but
she's
the point of community college is so that you can go to a full-time university.
No, it's not.
Of
it's where
it
people
is.
No, Rana.
Why would anybody settle for a community
because
college
that's what
degree?
People do, Rana. Not everybody is that's not it's not a perfect fit for everyone. Full time, whatever.
Actual degree is not.
She's
a real,
studying
is not a good
variety
fit.
Of different subjects because I said to her, "This is the time in your life when you get to explore, enrich your mind, learn whatever you want." And she is. She is.
So what's she studying?
Clown makeup is one class.
Clown makeup?
Yep.
Clown makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's going to use that for...
Hmm?
I mean, what
well,
is there to learn? What is there to learn?
What do you mean, what is there to learn?
Clown makeup? That class is a half an hour.
That's one class.
Yeah. White all the way around.
She's taking African
red
dance.
Red on the lips.
African dance.
Okay, so that's... She's taking Zumba. That's an exercise
African
class.
African dance.
Yeah.
She's taking.
So far, these sound like a Boston Center for Adult Education classes, not Salem State classes.
She's taking hairstyles in Marie Antoinette's court.
Wonderful. That'll get her fired. Does she want to work in the theater?
No, she's never been into the theatrical. She's taking pillows.
Pillows.
Yeah.
Pillows.
Pillows. I don't know what that...
Pillows.
It's more like a home...
That's what you call
it's
it?
It's a home ec class. It's some sort of mending and fixing pillows or how to fix... Make a throw pillow. Make a throw pillow for your couch or whatever.
DIY.
So she actually will get like a vocational skill out of this, which is really like...
Is there anything that involves reading a book or writing a paper?
Of course. All of those classes come with a book or a pamphlet or whatever. She's got to follow directions.
Writing a paper. Does she have to write a term paper?
She's not... That's not what she wants to do with her life is sit around and
is
write
work?
Papers. She wants to learn from all different cultures, which she is. So far, we've covered Africa and clowns and other ones.
Okay.
And
you know
she
what?
Can learn.
I've actually,
it doesn't
that's
matter.
Great.
You know
I've
what?
Heard enough.
But I'm glad you brought up Rochelle because actually, it occurs to
okay.
me. It occurs to me that I might need you as a friend or as really as my daughter's auntie, which is what I've taught them to call you as Auntie Rana, as you know.
Yeah.
Auntie Rana came over. Auntie Rana brought you a present. Auntie Rana lent you $2, whatever it is. Put back Auntie Rana's wallet. Put back Auntie Rana's vase. Whatever candy you took from Auntie Rana's candy dish, put it back. Not just the stuff that you don't want. No.
Okay.
If I were very close to you girls,
do I approve of every decision they make? No.
Well, no. Listen.
Do I approve of most of them?
You know. Sure.
Have I approved of a decision they've made in about 2 years? Probably not.
Do I approve?
But I love them.
I
love them.
That's
wonderful
right.
Girls.
That's the most important thing. I don't approve of your son running around like Jeffrey Dahmer with a camera, eating up his victims or whatever
Beverly,
he's doing.
This
on
isn't
film.
About us.
You're right.
We're
not
about.
It's not about Jordan.
Okay.
It is about Rana, good friends and what they do for each other. Excuse me, my Bichon Frise, the new one from next door, not my Bichon, but I like to call it mine because it belongs to the neighbor, has some
the
sort
one
of
you took from your neighbor.
Yeah, has a bacterial infection of some kind. Poo poo, poo poo. Anyway, my what
poo-poo?
I was
poo poo.
Well, that's what I call her.
What's its real name? Oh. I heard thought it was called Alfred or something.
Yeah, I don't like that. She's not an Alfred.
She. It's a he, that dog.
I know, but I'm. She's. It, he's not a
They're
she.
They're all she's.
He's
to
not
you.
A she. All Bichons, all are, Bichons she's. Are she's. Come on. Have you ever seen a Bichon you ever thought was a boy in your life?
Fair enough.
Rana, if I were to go away for a few days, I would ask that you could pretend even. You don't even have to like actually do it, but if you could just drive by the house and make sure Rochelle's car is in the driveway, that she's not staying out all night, every night. She's allowed to go out during the daytime, but she's got a very strict curfew. If you wouldn't mind driving by at 11:45 at night on occasion, just make sure. Just make sure.
Look, if you're asking me if I'll check in on Rochelle, I would, but where are you going?
Well, if I go somewhere. I'm not going anywhere right now.
Why, but, where would you be going?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know you were going.
I don't know. You know what, Rana? There are a lot of cities I've not paid a lot of attention to in this great country of ours.
Yeah.
You know? I've never been to Washington, D.C., or I mean, I have, but I never really paid him attention.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see Obama.
Well, I'm sure you'd get an audience with him if you tried.
I've never been to... Kansas City.
Why bother?
Or the other one. And I've never been to Chicago. So I thought, you know, if I ever want to just look up and go to Chicago for a few days, wouldn't that be fun?
First of all, you have been to Chicago.
Years ago.
There, let's
that I can't stop thinking about that popcorn. You get the popcorn where it's both cheese and caramel and they mix it all together.
Yeah, and you also went to that Navy Yard, as I recall, and got a big kick out of that. With the Ferris wheel and the whatever else they have going on.
You know
on
what?
There.
To me, though, a Ferris wheel is a Ferris wheel is a Ferris wheel. I like them
all.
Okay,
so you've already been to Chicago.
Right, but I might want to go again. I'd go look at the Weber Grills. Is that cute?
Why? They come from Chicago?
Weber Grills.
Weber's a wonderful grill.
It's a good grill.
A wonderful grill.
They have a restaurant there where they cook your steak at a Weber grill at your table.
Is that funny?
Isn't that cute?
I have a gorgeous Hunter Green Weber in my outdoor kitchen.
So does the restaurant. The restaurant has 25 of them.
Is that funny? Yeah. It's like a hibachi.
Yeah. Anyway, I might
it's
go
like
to Chicago.
Benihana.
I might go.
Why would you? Chicago?
Yeah, I have friends there, Rana. I have friends there.
Who are you, the only person that lives in Chicago that is?
Yeah.
Chicago, Beverly?
What?
Have you been talking to Alan?
Alan, your brother?
My brother, Alan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know Facebook?
Yeah, I know Facebook.
I've been doing Facebook with him.
You've been Facebooking out?
Well, you know, he's had a really hard time recently.
Excuse me. Had a hard time. He just got divorced.
We have been, you
what
know.
What are you talking to Alan for?
Because we're both divorced.
Especially after what happened, excuse me, when he supposedly, you know, I can't.
What, over Rosh Hashanah when he put his hand between my legs?
I can't. I won't, actually.
Oh, I understand. You don't like to think of your brother as like a sexual being. I understand. That's complicated.
You've been talking to Alan on Facebook?
No, I haven't been talking to him out loud, just in the computer.
And you think, has Alan invited you to come to Chicago?
He casually mentioned he would like to show me around Chicago a little bit more, some of the out-of-the-way things. And for me, I always like to go to a city like with a native. Like, to me, that's more fun than like going and just doing the duck tour or whatever. I love the duck tour, but I also want to see like a secret whatever.
Great.
You know what I mean?
You know what?
Yeah.
To be honest.
You know, his son has a lovely girlfriend. I told him I would get him tickets to the Schubert because I'm like a subscriber next time they come to town.
Okay. Well,
they're bringing
wonderful.
Les Mis back. Again.
That's wonderful.
This is the 25th anniversary.
That's wonderful, Beverly.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Look, we're starting the new year off, right? I don't want to hear about... don't tell me about you and Alan, okay? Keep that between you and Alan.
I just don't want you to worry that it's gotten out of control. We're adults, okay? We're all adults.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. Listen, we have a wonderful guest.
We do have a good guest.
Let's talk to this guest.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up with you and Alan. You know what? I can't...
You know what's so funny when you make
He's
that face?
He's just getting out of a relationship.
I just want to say right
He's
now.
He's just getting out of a
the
relationship.
The way you're talking right now, I just want to say it. I'm going to go ahead and say it. You look exactly like Alan in this light right here. You're looking at me right now with the face like that. He makes that face. He's made that face. Okay,
God.
Interview time. Interview.
Let's go to our interview. Now, we have a very exciting visitor today.
You look like a little girl.
which
you
is
do.
Wonderful. This person is completely iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, completely.
Like,
I mean,
like Mickey
let's
Mouse.
Put it this
Mickey
way.
Mouse.
Let's put it this way. I knew who she was.
I knew who she was.
Okay.
I also knew who she was.
Okay.
I thought
the
she was the
of
other one.
The ones we get on here.
The other one.
I got to wait
not
for
her.
Jordan to send me
you know
an email.
You know who I love is Leah Thompson?
I got a good. Oh, is she
she
Howard
so
the Duck?
Cute. Caroline in the City?
Howard the Duck.
That's who I thought this person was. It's not her. It's someone else I knew.
You also thought it was Adventures in Babysitting. It's not her
Adventures in Babysitting.
No.
Other one.
Yeah.
That's a common mistake, though.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Martha Plimpton.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
You really do look like a little girl. And it's funny because on the show, it's like you're supposed to be like a mother, like
right.
of a teenager.
But a young mother.
A young mother.
Yeah.
But still,
because
but
the mistake, it's a cycle. The mistake is repeating itself.
Right.
Is that
exactly.
Right?
Now my son
raising
has a
hope
kid. Yes, yeah. exactly.
Yeah. Is that cute?
And I'm
raising
like a grandmother.
You
but
thought
you're
it
young.
Was? She
yeah.
thought you were on Earl. My name is Earl.
Is
I
that
had to
cute
correct
with
her.
The other one?
Jamie Presley.
Sure, the
yeah,
other
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah.
The
she's
other
cute
guy.
Too. You're
the guy
cuter
who's
than
always
her
on a skateboard.
She looks very done up to me. You are like a natural.
Oh, that's
and honestly,
sweet.
You do
thank
look like
you.
Any. I know they can't see you. It's radio, but you look like a little girl. I mean, you really do. You cute little apple cheeks.
Thank you.
You do you have children?
I don't.
You
no
should absolutely have a baby.
No question.
I should try. I know.
People that look like babies have adorable babies.
I know. I'm very late on this.
You'd
I have to get on it.
You're not, though, because you're not baby. That. Come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
everyone
look,
in
if
Hollywood.
You don't mind my saying, you look like you have a very youthful appearance.
Thank
so
you.
Be
so
cute.
But with giving you absolutely no medical check whatsoever, I'm going to assume the insides are as youthful as the outsides.
Yeah, yeah.
One can only hope.
You know what you could do? Is honestly because you're in Hollywood. Go get a baby from another country. You don't have to keep it in your body.
I want to try and make one with my
with
own,
your own
with
body.
My own body.
Are you in a relationship?
I am.
You do. You are.
I am.
Who is that?
Before
that man that drove you here.
Before we get into that, I just want to explain to people something.
Yeah,
we're doing something very unusual.
Very
today.
Unusual.
We are always in my office.
Yeah, and it's in
always
office,
in mm-hmm. my office. But at the moment, we are experiencing a real Indian summer here.
It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
A Native American
and it was
summer.
So stunning.
Rana, Native American summer.
And I
Native
fear
American.
Enough. Fear
be
enough. On,
be fair.
And
yeah.
I was so thrilled to have Martha.
Yeah.
That I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's do this outside. Let's do a gorgeous brunch for Martha.
Have you ever been in jail?
No, I haven't.
I only asked because the other Martha has.
Oh yeah, that one.
Isn't
yeah,
that something?
Sure.
Martha
yeah.
Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
many Marthas
the other
do you
Martha.
Know? There's two that I'm aware
Martha
of.
Martha Washington, is that who
you
were talking
about? Who cares
about
Martha Washington? She's been dead for 100,000 years. Anyway.
So now you're in a relationship?
I am.
What sort of a relationship?
The sort that many people are in these times.
Oh, you're not. So you're not married,
not married.
And you don't know whether the ring's coming anytime soon.
No. I have a feeling, but I don't know. We discuss
you
it.
You keep it casual.
We
tear out
together.
Pictures of engagement rings right. and leave them around the house
right.
in the bathroom.
Right.
Is that cute? I bet you do.
Where do you stand on the ring situation? Do you think you should help pick it out, or do you have a friend who's telling him what to buy?
I trust his taste. I think he would pick something nice, but I don't have a problem with helping pick it out. I think that's normal and fine.
You do?
Yeah, because why wear some horrible, hideous thing on your
looking for, you're
finger
so smart.
That you
you're
hate?
So progressive.
Very interesting.
It's like a real woman.
I go back and forth on this. To me, it all depends on who the partner is.
Yeah. I agree.
If you're marrying a gay man, then he'd be able to pick it out yourself. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, because there's really
but
only
then
one.
Then the marriage wouldn't really
no,
be so fun.
No, because he'd be gay.
Because he'd be gay.
Well,
out,
no,
know.
It might look. It may not
a
be fun the first couple
work.
Of years,
right.
but it might work out pretty well after that. I mean, look.
You know what?
The first couple of years, it's all very romantic and fun.
A lot of women have done it.
Yeah.
The rest of the time,
Liza
it's
Minnelli.
Like,
yeah.
how
yeah.
much resistance do you want to meet when you're decorating a house?
Yeah.
Right.
You know? I mean, I was very lucky. My husband, Bob, was very generous.
He
Bob,
died.
Dr. Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, years ago. It's okay. It was a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Snorkeling.
I'm glad. Okay.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
It's
that's
a very
terrible.
Relaxing.
That's terrible.
No. It is terrible. I'm not
it's
saying
a terrible
it's not
way
terrible.
To die.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're just going to talk about this. You must bring this up every time.
It's been a long
if
time.
If Bob comes up, you bring up the circumstances of his death. Is that fair, do you think? Shall I bring up your dog every time another dog is mentioned?
Oh, what happened to the dog?
My dog, Shana Punham. She was a hypoallergenic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pigeon Frise.
Right.
A little bit of poodle.
How'd she die?
She had very high cholesterol.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So. Because Beverly made her an egg. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Oh, yeah.
She never ate a mouthful of dog food.
She was so big around
four
a lot
years,
of cholesterol in eggs. Yeah.
4 years.
How can you look at a dog and not give them everything they want?
I
or
know,
a baby.
It's hard. I know.
When you have your baby, give it whatever it wants.
I'm going to
try.
For as
long
try.
As you can.
I'll
yeah.
try.
Yeah.
So now, has this guy ever given you a piece of jewelry?
A piece of jewelry? No. No, he has
Is
not.
Is he a gift giver?
He's a very good gift giver.
Generous lover?
Yes, very much
so. Good to know.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, that's important. Yes. It's important. You laugh, but
very
it's important.
Considerate. Very considerate. Yes, he, it's true. I know it. He believe me, I know it.
Yeah, of course.
He's very considerate, yeah. Very, very generous.
He knows where all the buttons are.
Pretty much,
and you know what
yeah.
buttons I'm talking about?
Yes,
like
yes.
your clitoris, he knows where that is?
Okay.
Okay. That's, they call it a button.
Yes.
Isn't that cute?
Everyone knows. Yeah. Everyone
it's
knows.
It's cute. It's cute that he does.
What's the best gift he's ever given you?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he ordered me some teacups from the Museum of Jurassic Technology that I really that I really treasure.
You're a real
and what
nerd.
Were they were made of you know, tar from the La Brea Tar Pits or something.
No, they're beautiful china teacups with a lovely sort of saying on the outside and a little bee in the center.
In Elvish, Elvish, something in Elvish, something cute like that.
or Chinese, perhaps.
Honestly, that must be a problem for you as like nerds, right? You have a lot of nerds that are interested in you.
Some nerdy fans.
Because of what you've done in the past.
Yeah,
Star
sure.
Trek or whatever.
Right. I never did a Star Trek, no.
You did not do
no,
a Star Trek?
No, I did not
so
do
Star
a Star
Wars you were in?
No.
What
I
am
didn't
I
do anything. You might be thinking of the Goonies.
Oh, was that
that
cute?
Wasn't really
silly
sci-fi.
Movie.
That was more
cute?
Like pirates and
no,
fantasy.
I don't think so.
Fantasy.
Childhood
exactly.
fantasy.
Childhood yeah. fantasy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that was with those
wonderful.
Other people.
A right, wonderfully empowering movie. Now, does anyone know whatever happened to the Asian kid? Short
yes.
round?
Long,
was
that his name? Long duck.
He's,
no, he was the other one. He was in Raiders of the Lost Ark. What, does he own a car dealership now or
no.
something?
No. He actually is a martial arts fight choreographer for movies.
You are kidding
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Because he's Asian. Because he's Asian.
What sort of movies?
That's
well,
so
he was,
good.
You know,
he was
like,
a very
like
talented
martial arts
karate
and,
well, he had an inclination.
Person as a child.
Inclination. Yeah. He had an inclination. You
yeah.
understand
like
an inclination?
Action movies with like martial arts. And
what's his name?
Like
you've ever heard of?
Kiwi Kwan is his name.
That's not a name.
Kwan. So he was he yeah. Korean?
I believe he's Korean, yeah.
Oh, everyone
Do you talk to anyone else from the movie?
When I see them.
But not like
what about
not
Josh,
Facebook
What about Josh Brolin? No. Is he a jerk?
No, he's very nice. He's very, I mean,
it
I think.
It seems like he's very angry all the time, very brooding.
He hit his wife that one time. He hit her right in the face and
yeah,
she bled all over the place. I read the police report in the paper.
To be honest, I hate to say this because I hate to come on the wrong side of an issue, but she seems like a little bit of an instigator.
I would
me.
Hit her too. I would. If she were right in front of me right now, I'd smack her down. You know
They're
why?
They're both very lovely. I saw them both recently.
She
They're
should only ever be wearing
gorgeous. They're very sweet
like
and lovely people.
Like a men's dress shirt and nothing else. Yeah. Right?
She's very sexy in
That's
a men's
right.
dress shirt.
That's
she's
all she should ever wear.
Sexy
and a breeze
woman.
Should be blowing at
she's
her.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Do they have yeah. children?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
She's
we don't
sort of
hang
person.
Out. You know,
I feel as though they've already put her in a category that's too old for her. I think she made the mistake of leaping to playing a mother sooner than she had
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
you think so?
Because she's very attractive. I mean, I
she's
look.
Absolutely
I know
stunning
she's not
woman.
A spring chicken.
She should be in a superhero movie.
She was in something
yeah,
with Pierce Brosnan or something. She was playing an older woman. I don't know, like a Notebook, but not what was that movie?
The Notebook.
No, not
I
the Notebook.
I love that movie.
Sparks, Nicholas
Now, when are you
going to
be in a movie?
What was it?
Why can't you
Knights
be in a...
Knights and Rodanthe, yeah. right?
Yeah. Rosacea. Knights of Rosacea.
Rodanthe. Yeah.
Rodanthe.
Right. Like Knights right. of Rosacea.
So now, how soon do you think this proposal is going to come?
Well, I don't know. It's not the kind of thing I'm like, you know, like fantasizing about. We discuss it. We're practical people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're
Your plan
aware
is
of. Yeah, we're
pragmatic.
We're very pragmatic. We have, you know, there are other considerations. My boyfriend is a few years younger than me.
Oh. Is he good for you?
Which
I
is
love
great,
younger
but it means he's, you know, he's got some other things he's doing right now.
Other women he's doing right
is
now?
Is he under 30?
No, no, not other women.
Is
not
he under 30?
No. He's not under 30.
Is he just over 30?
No, he's a little bit over 30.
But okay. You're like a baby. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it's not that yeah. big a difference.
No, I didn't no. think so because what I saw him outside.
Well, now, what does he do for? He's very cute.
He is
I will
cute.
Say that.
He's
and I
very
thought it was
handsome,
very,
yeah.
very pretty,
very
couple.
Gentlemanly of him.
Did
to
he go
bring
with you to the
yes.
Emmys? Did
yeah.
he go to the Emmys
oh,
with you?
Sure, yeah,
he did.
He came to the Emmys.
That was
of course.
Exciting. The Emmys.
It was.
Well,
it was
you
thrilling.
You and your girls friends stole the
oh,
show.
Wait a minute. Was that funny?
Because the rest of it
really
was a garbage can.
Now, give us the inside scoop on how
what
that
happened?
Happened.
Well, we went. I was at a lovely dinner with Sarah Thayer, who's
Wonderful.
A very funny actress
Who's
and
that?
Writer.
That?
We know
performer.
We know her very well.
Who's that?
She's the wife of Andy Richter's wife.
Sure. Yes. She looks like
Andy,
a sister,
Never mind,
though.
I shouldn't say that. She's an author.
She is an
She's
author.
She's a writer.
Very talented
and, yes,
writer.
As a
very
couple, they upset
woman.
Me.
Why?
They, because
They're
they
so
look
funny
No,
and
they look very much like they are... Absolutely 100% twin boy and girl, the same person. And I don't like to think about it that way. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean.
But anyway, Sarah Thayer.
Yeah, and they've been together for many
years.
Forever.
Yeah.
That's longer than they'd want you to know. You know how old they are.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
They're cute.
They're a lovely pair.
They're wonderful.
They are
so
wonderful.
They very graciously
I'd love to
invited.
Have them at a dinner party, those two.
Yes.
I'd like to see.
They're
like
great
to
dinner with.
If Iadro could make a model of the two of them in lederhosen, right. that I would like. To put in a curio cabinet. That I would like. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, of Andy Richter and the other one?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Cute.
So we were at dinner with them and Amy Poehler and her lovely husband,
fabulous.
Will.
Fabulous.
Also, two very
she's
nice
cute
people.
Too. Yeah.
Fabulous.
And then so you had to be blonde to be at this dinner.
No. There was a brunette couple there as well.
Who?
A writer.
No one can remember their names.
Yeah.
No, one of Andy's co-workers and his wife was there, and then my boyfriend and myself.
Yeah.
And it was before the Emmys. And where
was the dinner?
We went to the Soho House.
It's a funny
fancy.
Group. Funny group.
Yeah,
funny
very
group.
Funny yeah.
Did anyone get a word in edgewise?
Actually, yeah. There was some good conversation
That's
going on.
It's a loud
on.
Group.
Yeah.
I hope you
it's
didn't
a loud
get
group,
out.
But they're all smart. That's a very intellectual
you are smart.
Group.
You're all smart.
Those are the people that I know in that group. I know Andy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I know you sort of,
and I know the other ones from their
Amy.
Faces
we
in the,
know from
in the paper
being famous and from Boston and whatever
right.
else. She's also yeah. we've met her before.
And
she
Will
was
Arnett's
lovely.
Like the Molson yeah. man.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Molson.
People don't
not
know
Marlboro
that.
Yeah. because right. he's from Canada.
No.
Canada.
He's very, no, he comes from a very nice family.
Yeah,
Will.
Oh, he does. Don't
but
let
these are
you.
All people that actually want to talk about something other than cracking a joke.
Yes,
they
exactly.
actually want to be adults.
There's actual
for 5 seconds.
Conversation, yeah. and it's
yeah.
very,
politics,
very nice.
Terrorism. Yeah.
And one of those conversations we,
AIDS.
we were having.
Sure. All the stuff that people, yeah, Africa.
Sure.
All the stuff yeah. Beverly doesn't want
in
to talk about.
In between conversations about terrorism and AIDS,
yep.
we're talking about the Emmys.
Yeah.
Excuse me, and Amy and I were talking about how we were afraid it was going to be boring.
Yeah, well, it was.
And Amy was saying she was missing the old days when people used to get drunk and have a good time, and it was a little more
sure.
casual
oh,
and a little
absolutely.
More fun.
And Jack Benny and
sure,
yeah.
And she was describing a bit that Chevy Chase did where he like you know his category was up and
yeah.
And they called his name, and he was the first one called, and he just got up on stage.
Is that funny?
And everybody laughed and thought it was hilarious.
Chevy Chase?
Yeah.
Ceviche.
And then Harvey Korman was next, or Tim Conway was
oh, yeah.
next.
Sure.
So he Dorf, got up, and then
Dorf
Harvey Korman got up. And
they all got up.
And they all got up, and it was very funny. And we were like, well,
unplanned, spontaneously.
Unplanned. It was totally spontaneous.
Because that's fun. You can always tell when the cameraman's not expecting something.
And because they used to be that they didn't actually pre-record everything.
Right.
So that everything wasn't so by the book
stiff.
And rehearsed and stiff.
Stiff.
So we were saying, well, why can't we do something like that? And Amy said, I'd love to do something like that. Do you think the other women would do it? And I was like, we could only ask.
Who was the stinker?
Not a single
Carmella.
One.
Carmella.
No, not a single one. She, in
well,
fact,
she shouldn't be in the comedy category anyway. But
well,
that's another story.
You don't have to comment.
Look,
you don't have to say a word.
A very funny, very game.
She's
broad.
Very
fair
talented.
Enough. Fair
very
enough.
Talented. There is not one laugh on that show.
Yeah,
just because
yeah,
it's a half an hour doesn't mean it's a comedy.
It's so dark.
Okay,
well, so dark.
That I will
okay.
agree with you
dark.
On, but
okay.
I can't speak to the other thing. But we and then we were like, well, what could we do? And Amy was like, well, I know what we could do something like that. But how can we make it our own? How can we make it like
yeah.
specific to us?
Oh, oh.
And she was like,
toddler,
I got it.
Tiara.
I got it.
Toddlers and tiaras
because she's so brilliant.
Yeah.
She goes pageant.
Brilliant.
We do
Wonderful.
Like a Miss America.
Is that funny?
Wonderful.
And I was like, that is genius.
Very funny.
We could get a tiara. Oh,
yeah.
We could get a bouquet of roses.
That was
roses.
Yours? That was yours?
But how did you?
Yeah.
Did this all happened
we
on the
together,
night?
Like,
this all happened
no,
on the
night?
No,
no,
no.
Days
this was
before,
like, a
yeah.
few, like a week yeah. or so
okay.
before, maybe a couple weeks before.
Okay. Now, how do you just get in touch with these other girls
yeah.
who are all,
well,
like, have each other's
office.
Numbers?
I happen to have a couple of their number. Well, I had one person's number in my phone already.
You better
already.
Tell us which one is in your phone.
I had Laura Linney's number in my phone.
Huh? New York, the New York,
New York
connection.
Yeah, theater,
oh, sure.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
loves
the I have
word.
Many mutual friends with Edie because we both volunteer with the same group of kids in New York. This thing
it's
called
it's not called the C
Super
word.
What's it called?
The Big D.
The C word. What's that show
the
called?
The C word.
No.
It's the
no, that's the L word.
The Big
it's the C.
C.
The
What's
Big
wrong?
C.
You just became Beverly for 5 seconds. What's wrong with you? Did you?
Me?
It's because we spend a lot of time together.
I don't watch the show.
That show's
You told
hysterical.
Me it's called the C word.
No,
I don't watch
I called
the show.
It is called the C word. What did I say?
It's called the Big C. You told me it's called the C word.
What's a McDLT?
That's not around anymore, but it was wonderful while it lasted.
All right, I'm sorry.
Hot,
I
hot,
got confused.
Cold,
doesn't
cold.
Matter. So you had Laura
the hot,
Linney.
Hot, that's cold, cold.
You called Laura Linney or you texted her
I
or
texted
called?
I texted her. She was in London. So a couple days later, she wrote me back.
Of course she was in London.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, of course
wonderful.
You're in London.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And oh, then
she
Edie,
was so
I got
good
her.
John Adams.
I got her assistance information from a mutual friend that we both volunteer with
yeah.
their same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I saw Melissa McCarthy.
That's the Swampscott Fire Department. There must be
yeah.
a problem on the
yeah.
beach.
There's
I
probably a black person who's
the
there just wandered in from Lynn and they're
me.
Very nervous.
Excuse me. They're over Preston Beach. It's probably just something going on at the beach. But in any event, Matt.
So and I ran into Melissa McCarthy at one of these Emmy dues.
Yeah, yeah.
And originally Tina Fey thought she might not go. And so if we had
because
to
she
kind
just
of,
had
she
a
just
baby,
had a baby.
But then her ambition, her blind work ambition could not keep her away
exactly.
from the spotlight. How dare she
I
desert
think,
that baby with no milk?
I think Amy definitely had a hand in maybe convincing her to come and take part, but I can't be certain of that.
Fair enough. They're old friends.
They're old friends, yeah. And come on, it was such a good idea.
Sure.
And we wouldn't have been able to do it if she hadn't been there, because you can't do it if one of the people is missing. What if she'd won? Then the tiara would have to go
no.
on
no
the
fun.
Podium. That
that's
was
true.
Fun.
Fair enough. That's
no.
all.
Then they,
you're 100%
mean,
right.
Miss so, Emmy to pick it up or
yeah.
something.
So
Mr.
thank God
Emmy.
She came, because
what
then we got
schmuck,
to do it.
Miss Emmy. Who was Miss Emmy this year? What idiot had a daughter
Miss
they wanted
Emmy.
To put
they're
in a bikini on a table?
That's Miss Golden Globe, you fool.
That is a horrible yeah. thing, isn't it? Anyway. The selling the daughter.
It's always like Susan Lucci's daughter.
Or Al Pacino's right. oldest kid.
Sidney Poitier's daughter. Someone who you would never, ever
think
see
even had a daughter.
Unless they dragged her out of a closet
schmuck.
To put her on the
yeah.
stage.
I want to yeah. say somebody famous did that once at the Golden Globes. Like somebody who then turned out to like be an
was
actress
Miss
and
Golden
became famous.
Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah.
Somebody like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Morgan Fairchild.
Now, let me ask you a
Miss
question.
Miss Golden. She was Miss Golden. She was Miss, you know, Louisville, Kentucky. She was not
but
Miss Golden Globe.
I have to say, yeah. though, it really was a wonderful moment because
kind of
everything
great,
else. Did anyone else. Who
stiff.
Else knew about it other than the girls and the producer
well,
people?
Well, Amy was presenting, so she told the director
okay,
of the, and the producers of the show, and she said, we want to do this because in order to do it, we had to make them not show clips.
Right.
And
oh,
we had to make them. We had to make them say our names live. So we
now,
had to tell them.
Isn't
we were
that
do-
interesting that the women, and I hate to do this whole conversation they've been doing all year
yeah,
about
yeah,
the women
yeah.
in comedy,
yeah,
the men
yeah.
in comedy.
Yes, yes.
But
I
isn't
just
that
had a
interesting
thing about
that the women who were completely collaborative
yeah,
came
yeah.
up with something hysterical.
Funny, funny.
And pulled it off no problem.
Yes. Yes.
And we're
and all they
so
want
committed.
To talk about is how these women want to murder each other. And I mean,
I did a very interesting interview yesterday. About this very subject.
For what?
It was for Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, know it.
It'll
love
come
it.
Out eventually.
Sure.
I don't know. But it was all about, you know, about what you're talking about.
About how women are not funny in that routine.
No, it was about how women
see,
are getting a renaissance
Lucille
of funny.
Ball. Oh, yeah. Where'd we go?
It's
we didn't
like,
go anywhere.
No,
where'd we
like
go?
No,
we didn't
that's
go anywhere.
What I want to say.
We didn't go anywhere with Martha Plimpton. We never
like
went anywhere.
Remembers
I'm funny. I'm funny. You know what? My Hadassah thinks I am the
What about Madeline Kahn? What about Imogen Coco? What
about
Dorothy Parker? What about
Wilma Flintstone? Wilma Flintstone.
She was hysterical.
Wilma Flintstone.
The
Betty
list
Rubble?
Goes on and
I mean,
on
Betty
and
Rubble?
On and on.
You know? Who was Garfield's girlfriend?
The cartoon?
Yeah, yeah.
I have no, I don't
Garfield
know.
There was Odie, the dog.
Okay.
And then what was the other one?
I don't know.
And then there was another cartoon that I
you
loved. Kathy? Was that she funny or what? The
she
fat
was
one?
Sadder.
She was
kind
so,
of sad.
But
it was sadder
to me, it was funny. It was funny. It's funny to watch people be sad. Am I right or am I right? That's what I love about comedy is like everybody has an opinion.
Yes,
now,
I know.
Are you sort of tired of this? Because it's sort of like when they say, Martha, we'd love to talk to you. You do a wonderful job on this show. You're very funny. You're female, whatever it
Isn't
is.
Isn't that funny?
It's like the conversation is starting with an insult because they're basically saying,
for a girl.
Well, you
for
are
a,
funny.
For a girl.
So we'd
yeah,
love
yeah.
to talk to you about this.
Right.
But it's implying that the rest of them, you know, that
right.
somehow you're an anomaly.
Right. Yeah.
Not, I mean, you're an anomaly because
you're
incredibly talented.
You are an anemone.
But that you're sort of like, that it's a unicorn, the idea.
A unicorn
idea.
And an anemone. That's what
right.
I'm going to do a cartoon of.
A sea oh. anemone.
Would that be funny?
Yeah.
That's what you should do next.
Okay.
You know what you should do is voices for cartoons. You make a lot of
I would
of
love
money.
To do that. Are you kidding me?
You should do that. You have a wonderful
I audition
voice.
All the time.
Do you
and
really?
They never,
and they don't
yeah,
give it to
they
you?
Don't, no.
That's ridiculous.
Who are they giving it to?
I don't know.
I don't
know.
Some woman in sweatpants living in Van Nuys or
right.
something.
Some schmuck.
Yeah. You know what?
Look, or Sofia Vergara.
Good for her,
because
she can't
now.
Do anything else.
Yeah.
Sofia Vergara. She died of hair brown. I never heard such a story. She's
she
a
did not.
Natural blonde.
Who said that?
She said that. She said she was a natural blonde. They wouldn't hire her to do anything.
Get
out of here. Get your dad here, Brown, became Charo, a Cheetah Rivera, whatever she did.
You know
and
what?
Now she's the talk of
she
the town.
She does have beautiful breasts.
She is a beautiful
woman. Isn't she
woman.
Pretty
if
good?
If I were her,
yeah. gorgeous. But
I would
her
enjoy every moment of that while it lasts.
Or I want to tell her to clean every
moment.
It's
I
not
think that's
racist
exactly
for me
what
to
she's
say.
Doing.
Because she's not, well, what she's not doing is what that Salma Hayek did. Now, nobody is smarter than Salma Hayek.
Yeah,
what's that?
She married a billionaire.
Yeah.
She married a billionaire who I wouldn't mind had a baby with a supermodel. Salma Hayek's about an inch big.
Yeah,
she's
right.
about 5'2".
But she's also gorgeous.
She's Mexican.
Absolutely stunning.
She is
yeah.
gorgeous, but
her
she's Mexican and she's 5'2". She
saying.
Does. The baby does have a sort of Frida-esque yeah. appearance.
Right. I look at her,
but
I think mustache.
At the very same time that she had that baby, he had a baby with a supermodel.
What
a boy, I would imagine. That something? It's the spitting image
Horrible.
Of him. And that's she
sad.
Gets nothing. And Salma Hayek has got the ring. She's the wife.
She's smart.
Wonderful.
Oh, so yeah. smart.
Wonderful.
Smart.
very
yeah.
smart.
Very
yeah.
smart woman.
But yeah.
Greg Garcia, what's the nationality there?
That's a good question.
How can you not know before you get into a
well,
business
situation? You think it's Garciawitz? That's what you think.
No,
you think
not
really
at all. I want to know what kind of Garcia we're talking about.
Does it matter?
Of course it
Why
does.
Why does it matter?
Because if it's Brazilian, then it's like a European. But if it's Puerto Rican or Mexican,
okay.
then it's
I've
like,
never met his parents and I've never asked.
He also doesn't look like he's a Garcia.
He looks like he could maybe have some Hispanic
maybe he's
blood
Spanish.
In him.
Maybe he's Spanish.
No.
Maybe
no,
it's
no,
Spanish.
No.
I'm not sure. I've never asked. It's a
he's
good question.
He's very prolific.
Now,
yes.
you're on that show. Now, it's very interesting to me, the guy that plays your husband on that show.
He's
yes.
funny man.
He's very yeah. funny
He
man.
Is, but what's he doing?
What do you mean?
What is he doing? He's too good for that show. I mean, and don't take it personally, but he's like a real actor. I mean, he doesn't have to slip on a banana peel. He was in Deadwood.
You know what he reminds me of?
I know.
He reminds me of Brian Cranston.
Deadwood.
Yes, he's brilliant.
They're similar.
One of my
yes.
But like Brian Cranston was a jerk on that dumb, stupid show. With like, he was acting
and
like
they,
a cartoon.
He was so good
now
on that
on
show,
the other
they
one?
Put him in two parts. They cast
they put him
twice.
In two parts, that's right.
That's an obnoxious
so what's
thing
his,
to do.
Does he have,
that's terrible.
Does he have bills to pay?
There were no other
does
actors
he,
to play
married?
The other role.
What's the
no,
problem?
He likes to have a do he, whatever he wants as an actor.
He is
that's,
married.
I
he's
like
married
that.
To Glades.
He's yes, that's right.
Which who's Glades?
He's married
Glades.
To Michelle Hurd. She's brilliant, wonderful
what's
actress
Glades?
On that
Glades,
show. Glades.
Glades. It's one of those wonderful shows on the USA Network.
No,
this Burn
there's,
Notice,
there's no such
Fairly
thing.
Fairly Legal.
There's no such
Necessary
thing.
Roughness.
Apparently.
White Collar. Royal Pains. I have them all on my TiVo.
I didn't realize you were such an aficionado.
But characters are welcome there, so I enjoy being there. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm fun.
He married somebody on a lesser network than him? Is that what you
I think
no,
they
no.
were married, and
they
then she
married
got the
before.
Job.
Yeah.
So that's not going to last. So that's not
oh, no, it'll
last.
Last. It'll yeah. last. They're well, lovely. A wonderful couple.
No, he's. You tell him I said he's far too talented to be
I
doing
will.
That.
I'm going. And you're yeah. right, actually. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. But he's certainly the most talented person on our show.
Here's a question for
What's
you.
What's next for you?
Yeah. When? What
are
about
you
a movie?
Be in a movie? Are
I
you
don't know. I hope so. I don't know. The only thing I have planned is this show right now.
You could do anything. I look
Thank
at you and
you.
I see you in a thousand different
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. You could be in a period
Thank
piece.
You.
Been
Why
in
not?
A period
oh, would
I've done
fun?
That on stage, but
in
not
what?
In
what? 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 What?
All kinds of plays.
Dangerous Liaisons. That's a good period piece. It's sexy. I like sexy.
First of all, the play is called Les Liaisons Dangereuses, but yes.
It maybe in yes. France, Rana. Maybe
no.
when they do it
no.
in France.
Everywhere, actually.
Maybe when it's done in France.
Christopher
Hampton
is British. He
okay,
wrote
Rana.
It.
Okay. Okay, Rana.
Alan Rickman.
Okay, Rana.
Originated
She's
okay,
very
Rana.
Informed.
Leslie
like,
Manville. Maybe you've heard of her.
You know what you could
Are
do?
Are you a theater fan?
You know what, Martha?
That's actually insulting.
We were having a nice time. And you're going
to
ask me something like that? Am I a theater
Dumb
fan?
Question.
I go to London 3 times a year with my friend Elaine.
I am
Goodman,
so sorry. I'm embarrassed.
Bergdorf
I didn't
Goodman.
Know that.
You know,
we stay at Claridge's. We get all sure. of our tickets in advance. We file them away. I have a filing cabinet just for my theater tickets. I know exactly what I'm seeing at
you
all
know
times.
What I love?
I'm in New York every other minute.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, is on musical on Broadway right now. It
right.
is the best thing
I saw
I've
Book
seen
of
in
Mormon
years, and I liked
really?
Cat in the Hat. But
oh.
this was terrific, or Seussical, whatever it was.
Seussical, the musical.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. And you know
the
Les Miserables.
I saw the Book of Mormon. Have you seen that?
I can't get a ticket less than $500. It's crazy.
No, well, that is true. You can't get a ticket for less than
no.
$500.
Rana went.
I did. I went
Rana
last
you
week.
Loved
I hit
it?
So I met Nay. I took the Acela up. It was wonderful.
She could only get one ticket, though,
so
I didn't go.
I had a late breakfast.
I tried to do a second act sneak, but I couldn't get in.
Lunch at the Russian Tea Room.
Not me.
Oh, very nice.
Wonderful. Then I went to Book of Mormon.
You know what I did?
Saw the matinee, which I generally don't like to see a matinee. But
why
show like that?
Why don't you like to see?
Because I don't like when they have to work that hard. I don't. I mean, I understand that they want to make money.
It's the middle of the day.
It's not right. They've been out all night.
Let them get their
rest. Let them get their rest. But if they're going to do shows, two shows in a day, I'll see the first one.
I got 50% off. For tickets in
Did
the middle.
You like
tickets,
it?
You go to tickets right in the middle?
Yeah, sure.
Tickets.
TKTS.
Tickets.
TKTS.
They didn't have enough room, whatever. So they said tickets. Like, anyway, so I went there and I went saw Rock of Ages again. Is that fun?
Did you love it? Did you love it?
Yeah, I love that music. It's so cute.
I have some friends. I have a friend in that show.
Very cute. Who's your friend?
He's the guy, I think, who owns the store.
The store.
What are you talking
about?
The bar?
It take place
the
in
bar?
It's a nightclub.
The bar.
Oh,
he owns,
is that fun?
He owns the bar.
Is that fun? You don't know.
He's got a
Isn't
beard.
Isn't it good that you're not doing theater anymore? Because that's really for, you know. For
well, I saw it a long time
it's
ago.
It's enough that you're not doing that. It's better to be on television.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh,
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Especially if you want to have a baby.
You know,
yeah, come on.
Yes,
we didn't
exactly.
even ask you what your boyfriend does for a living.
He's a consultant.
Well, that could mean anything.
He doesn't look smart enough to be a consultant. No offense.
He does.
You know, because good-looking people are not.
It could mean anything. He's a consultant. What does
he
mean?
He helps companies know what's happening politically in the world where they're doing business.
Oh, so he says, like, don't open a Target in Sierra Leone.
Exactly.
That's what
not,
he does.
Not this week. Wait a couple weeks.
You want to open it? He says,
you know where they need
McDonald's
a
will thrive.
Can I
a
say
Target,
something?
They will go right through the doors, steal everything.
What
right.
steal everything?
No.
They could use a Target.
No, but
right.
that's
like
what
if
they...
Or if, like, let's say...
That's racist,
does this,
Rana.
Does this
that's
country
racist,
need
Rana.
An Arby's? Do
that's
they want
racist,
an Arby's
Rana.
There?
Let's
not
say,
racist.
Let's
it is
say
racist.
The CEO
no, we're talking
of
about political
Arby's
climate.
Is going to Mogadishu for a couple weeks.
Sure, he shouldn't, but yeah.
But let's say he wanted to.
Yeah.
My boyfriend would say, well, you probably shouldn't stay at this hotel because the rebels just took it over.
So what is he just
so
doing?
He just reads the internet and then he tells people who are too lazy to
it's
read it themselves.
It's a little more than
do.
That. It's a little more complicated than
Where
that.
Does he get his information from?
Wikipedia?
Special
No,
special
are there
websites.
Secret? Are there secret, sir?
They're not secret.
No,
but they're
like
you have to have
clubs,
like a,
clubs,
you have to have like a password.
He's like a mason. He's a mason.
No, so he's, now is he reading, does he read like a report that CIA puts out or a report the FBI puts
that
out?
That I don't know. I have not looked at what he
so
looks
So you're not
at.
Interested
is he allowed
in
to be
does.
With a famous person?
It's all about you.
Yeah, he doesn't, you know what, as long as he's not in show
Let me explain
business, that's
something
okay.
to you, Martha. I mean, I'm just going to.
No, I am. I'm
gonna,
very interested, but.
Yeah, you're not too interested.
No, I'm extremely interested.
You're interested in him. You're not interested in his work.
You're interested in his
jewels. I like his work.
His
I'm very interested in his work.
He looks very fit.
No. It's he's well. Yes, he's
that's nice.
He is very fit. Yeah. No. It's not that. But you know, if he's sitting there working all day, I'm not going to stand over his shoulder and go, "What are you looking at? What are you looking at?"
What's his sign? What's your sign?
What is his sign?
When's his birthday?
Oh, February.
Wait a minute.
7th.
She doesn't know.
February
what he
7th.
She doesn't
Aquarius.
Know what he does.
He's an Aquarius.
She doesn't know what he
and
does
what?
For a living.
What are you?
And she doesn't know what his
Scorpio.
Sign.
Scorpio. Uh oh.
Yeah, they say that's a bad combo.
It doesn't matter what.
Well,
they
well
say.
A
who
Scorpio
cares?
Doesn't want to be in water.
A Scorpio right. doesn't want to be with anyone. I mean, what's good with a Scorpio?
So that's then, who cares? Then they all work.
Who in the world? What idiot? It may be the scales. Because then it can't be bitten.
No,
who
the
cares
frog.
If you buy the
Who's
scale?
The frog? The frog and the
is,
scorpion.
Is there a frog?
Is there a frog?
It's a fable. It's a fable.
I've never heard that.
It's a fable.
What fable is that?
The frog and
the
scorpion.
One about swimming
no
across the river.
Up, the Cuban.
One about swimming across
Frogger.
The river.
Frog and the scorpion.
Frogger, but it's a highway.
And the scorpion stabs him anyway. Yeah,
sure, he says,
and he's like, well,
give me
I'm
a lift. I'm dying to get across the river.
Right.
The frog says, no chance. You're going to sting
That's
me.
That's the gingerbread man.
And he says,
and the fox.
He says, come on. I promise I won't.
Right.
The frog says, come on.
Right.
We know what's going to happen here.
Are these Christian
And the
parables?
Scorpion says, please, I've got to get to the other side. I'll be so grateful. I'll never do anything. Frog says, you know what? I believe what you're saying to me. I take you at your word. They get to the other side. He stings the frog. And the frog's dying. And he says, What on earth? Why? Why? And he says, I'm a scorpion.
Yeah. But
that's what I do. I
sting
people.
That's a terrible
people.
Story.
Oh, well, now you learned.
Right.
Yeah. Don't mess around with somebody when you already know their true nature.
We got to go.
No matter what they tell
you. We got to go right now.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, you got to go. We're home.
I'm a nice one. I'm a nice one.
A nice scorpion.
This has been wonderful.
Like
this has been,
it's been
wonderful.
Fantastic.
You really are adorable.
I'm so glad that I got to come over, and I'm so thankful that you invited me.
Whoever is doing your hair color, make sure you're tipping them well, because it looks fabulous.
Really
Thank
does.
You very,
very
much.
Fabulous.
She's very good.
Mm-hmm. New York or Los Angeles?
Well, I have a man in New York, but
a gay
when I'm
man?
Here.
Gay man?
he's apparently gay.
Yeah.
And then I have a girl here in LA who does it, who's also fabulous.
Who are you going to there? Who are you going to here?
His name is Ben, and he works at Cutler.
Sure.
And then Amanda Midtown? Here at Privé is very nice. Oh,
and Los Angeles. You
in
go
Los Angeles.
So you have your people.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Always have your people.
Always have
wherever
your
people. I go to Oscar Blondie.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. He does Rod Stewart. He does me.
Not me. Mm-hmm. Not me. Yeah. I won't pay for that. I have the same man I've had for 20 years. He's great.
She drives all the way to Saugus just to get her hair done.
Really?
Yeah, it's a family business.
Right.
I support
sure.
mom and pop.
That's very good of you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just that, you know, he gives me a deal.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But loyalty is important.
He gives you
important.
A deal on applying a Miss Claire all that he gets from
Although,
the
you know what? I have to give him the parking ticket I got out there last time because I don't want to pay for that.
Okay.
And he should have a sign out there.
Martha, this has been an absolute pleasure.
It's
I wish we
wonderful.
Could talk to you for the rest of the afternoon.
Me too.
But you have
it's
things to get
so
on
nice.
With. And we can't say enough. Thank you for being
Thank you
here.
So much
mom,
for
mom.
Having me.
And
mom,
the
mom,
best
mom.
Of luck with everything. May you win next year for a part that you did on television. Unless you get a wonderful part in a film, and then they'll give you an Emmy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mazel.
Mazel tov. What are you laughing at?
You poor dear.
Why did you do that?
Which?
You just passed gas, Beverly, didn't you?
Yeah.
And we were having a beautiful interview. She just left that girl.
Yeah.
And the minute she left the room, you passed gas.
You know why? Because I feel comfortable enough with you that I can let my gas come
How
out.
How about feeling that comfortable with my bathroom, Beverly, instead
I
of
I didn't
with
have
me.
Time to go all the way to the bathroom. And meanwhile...
And here, you know, this is the part where I usually say what a lovely interview
It was
had,
a lovely interview.
What a nice girl she was. All of that is true.
You know what, Marana? You should see it as a compliment. As a compliment that I feel close enough to you to wind in front of you.
If you want to compliment me,
You're
you
welcome.
Can compliment me. Yep. By using my restroom instead of passing gas
me.
On my white couch.
I don't. When I'm ready for the rest, for what's you know what the precursor was for the rest of it to come out,
honestly.
I'll go and do another. I'm not going to do poo-poo on your couch. Okay, don't treat me like I do
Thank
poo-poo
you.
Right on
I
your
appreciate
couch.
That.
You're welcome.
That's very big of you.
Thank you.
Okay, listen. I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah,
I was thinking while we were talking to Martha. I was thinking, what? Did you just pass gas again?
I had a little pass gas, but I didn't think you heard it. So I thought that was just, you know, stay on your side of the room and we'll continue.
Ay, ay, ay. Honest, you know what? Come on. Come on with the juvenile
You know
behavior.
What? People are human. Did you know that?
Be human in my bathroom.
I am being human, Rana. I am being human.
Listen.
You continue.
I was thinking about what you were saying about Alan and about Chicago.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, look, I know you're a certain age. I know Alan's a certain age. I know it's not easy to find someone when you're a little bit older.
Yeah.
And I don't want to stand in the way of, it's none of my business. You're adults. You can do whatever you want to do. All I ask is that you don't keep me abreast of the details. I'm not interested. I don't want to hear about he Facebooked you this, he Facebooked you that. That's my brother. His personal life is his business. Your personal life is your business. You're going to have to find another girlfriend to talk to these things about these things if you want to talk
okay,
about
it. I understand everything that you're saying.
Okay.
Wonderful. But I take umbrage with a lot of it. Because the thing is, Rana, is that I can't get the insight from I don't know, Barbara Eschelbach or Judy Lieber.
Well, if he was a complete stranger, you couldn't get the insight on him anyway.
But I'd still go to you. Still go to you.
Well, you'll have to find
someone
else for this.
So I don't feel comfortable just asking anyone. Like, I want to know.
I don't feel comfortable being asked.
Rana, if he makes a particular face during orgasm that I have to know if it's
All right,
something
Beverly. You know what?
In your family.
Now you're pushing my button.
Well, how am I pushing
now
your
Now you're
buttons?
Just pushing my button.
That
buttons.
Is a health question, Rana.
Now you are just pushing my button.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you if that's something that's normal in your family.
Do end
I? Is
discussion.
It? Is it? Is it
end
significant of some sort of tumor
you
or blockage?
Get another argument.
Maybe he has
you
a blockage.
You want to end with another argument.
No, I
that's
don't.
What you want to
no,
do.
I don't. I just want to know if there were any
Repeat
issues
after
going
after me. I will keep my communications with Alan.
Keep my communications with Alan
to myself.
To myself,
and I will not discuss them
not
with
discuss
my friend
them
Rana,
with my friend Rana. But
since it is her
since
brother,
since it is her brother. But here's a couple of things. First of all,
oh,
it's not like
it.
I had no.
Done.
I wasn't. I didn't.
We're done. there's nothing else to discuss. If it's not about Alan, we could talk about it. But if it's about Alan, there's nothing else to discuss.
Fine. But okay. I was going to pay your family a compliment.
Well, that's very nice.
Do you want to hear it or not?
No, I don't actually want to hear it.
Does anyone else want to hear it? Oh, I think they want to hear it.
Who are they?
The Levines, meaning the people that your stock are exceptional in certain areas.
Thank you. That's very kind
of you. I'm just guessing, based on my experience with the Levines, that I imagine you are very talented in certain areas as well, with your mouth. But I don't know for sure because we're not intimate that way.
If I ever said something like that to you, honestly,
I would say
put
thank
yourself
you.
In my position
I would say,
for a moment.
Thank you. So, well, I couldn't put myself honestly. There because you would never be with Marvin because you had nothing but disparaging things to say, as did I. As did I. He's a horrible person, my brother. But that's a whole separate issue. Whole separate issue. He's a very troubled person.
Okay.
A lot of mental illness, like genuine mental illness.
Okay.
Not he's crazy, he's crazy. Like he is crazy, crazy.
Okay.
You know, diagnosed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So you'll keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Correct,
but I think you're good at things.
Congratulations. You'll keep it to yourself.
Yes, I will.
I just want to get this straight.
I like being with him because it's like being with me. It's like being with you with a
penis.
You
know what? That's disgusting.
Why?
That's a filthy thing to say.
It's a wonderful thing to say.
It's a horrible thing to say.
Maybe I have a love connection.
But you know what?
Because
I'm asking you as a friend to stop making me uncomfortable. Do you understand?
You know what I want?
These are my boundaries, Beverly, and I'm setting them.
Okay. Do you know what I want?
And that is the end of the discussion.
Do you know what I want?
No.
A peanut butter cup.
Well, I hope you can find one at Cumberland Farms on your way home.
You don't want to come with me?
What I want to do is lie down for a few minutes. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's thank the people that help us do this.
Michael Costantini.
Wonderful.
Noah.
What a guy. He's like Charlie Sheen.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like Charlie
Michael
Sheen.
Michael Costantini?
To me, he's like Charlie
Sheen. In what
Sheen.
Way is he like
he
Charlie
a similar,
Sheen?
Similar way about him to Charlie Sheen.
Did you? Because you saw where he lived.
Yeah, I saw him. He's like Charlie Sheen. He has like a Charlie Sheen way about him.
I don't even know what that means because yeah. It would mean he'd be drowning in young girls.
No. That's not what I meant. More like he's got dark hair and dark eyes, that sort of thing.
Fair enough.
And a very, that sort of a voice.
So does Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Okay. So he's like Mickey Mouse too.
Oh, Noah Lebanzon.
Wonderful.
He reminds me of a French poodle.
He is as cute as can be.
Yeah.
What a doll.
Yeah. Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
You know who Alan reminds me of?
No.
Do you want to know?
No.
If he were an animated,
oh, God.
An animated inanimate object,
mm-hmm.
he'd be a picture frame with a photograph of a cartoon version of you. Do you understand?
I think that's officially the most disturbing thing you've ever said.
Except it would be animated so it would be able to dance. Like the picture frame would have feet and arms and gloves.
I think we can leave it there.
Fair enough.
I think maybe we're spending a little too much time together.
Impossible.
That's what I think.
Impossible.
All right. Until next time. Shalom at RonanBeverly.com. We'll be right back.